It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 3rd.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is compunction, spelled C-O-M-P-U-N-C-T-I-O-N. Compunction is a noun that means anxiety arising from awareness of guilt. It can also mean distress of mind over an anticipated action or result, or a twinge of misgiving, a scruple. Here's the word used in an editorial from the Chicago Tribune. A big reason why Illinois' population continues to plummet is that college-age youth feel no compunction at all about heading out of state for college. An old proverb says, "A guilty conscience needs no accuser." And it's true that the sting of a guilty conscience, or a conscience that is provoked by the contemplation of doing something wrong, can prick very hard indeed. The sudden guilty prickings of compunction are reflected in the word's etymological history. Compunction comes via the Anglo-French compunction and the Middle English word that derived from it from the Latin word compungere, which means to prick hard or to sting. Compungere, in turn, derives from pungere, meaning to prick, which is the ancestor of some other prickly words in English, such as puncture and even the word point. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.